At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, our categories, living abroad and eating abroad. That's coming up at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
All day, Mike.
Apparently. You can eat all around the world. Yes, we do. One from today. Emergency surgery. Boobages.
Boo.
My grandson was screwing around on the top bunk and fell off.
Nice.
Racked his head, so my daughter takes him to the ER. Now, while getting staples in his head, the sister's appendix busted.
Jeez.
Off to surgery she went. That was a very expensive day for my daughter. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from Doug.
The bright side of that, Doug, at least she was already at the hospital.
If she wasn't, you know what was going to happen. Because she'd have died if she wasn't already here.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
To Piggy D, Happy Dirty 30. Send her a fish sandwich melody and the Dirty Germans on what to do on her Dirty 30. Thanks, guys. That from Marty in Yelm.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, for your dirty thirty, I'm going to get squirty and make your butt hurty.
So, yeah, what was this lady's name? To Piggy D?
Piggy D.
So, oh, you can see my Piggy D.
Yeah. Curled up like a...
Yes, because his little nose.
Piggy D, you sound beautiful.
Yeah. Hell of a friendship there.
Guys,
good birthday for that girl I know, Piggy D.
Yeah.
Birthday shout out for my bestie, John. He is a huge fan. He's turning 36 and would love some advice from the Dirty Germans on how to keep his red beard bright red. Don't forget to embarrass him. Thank you, guys. P.S. He met you all at Chinatown a couple years ago and bought everyone a delicious Rainier beer.
Yeah, I want to see this bright red beard, but not see one on your face.
Yeah, you know, Sakita's ass is having the sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped having sex, unfortunately, in Gus the Grays.
Guys, it's been a long time since I last spoke with you, and I hope it's not too late to get a birthday request in. 38 years old, been a tough year and a half since I got laid off from my job, but I know God's got something special planned in its place. So if it's not too late, I would love to hear, are you kidding me, a fart montage, and the mob boss Thrill and top hitman Ted Smith giving me advice on celebrating my 38th birthday.
All right. Are you f***ing me?
Yeah, I do not know what this mob boss Thrill is that you want to hear. But as far as advice that I give to a hitman, it is very simple. Kill them. Because you got one job. Don't be like the quote-unquote sharpshooters. And what state was that?
Well, they tried to South Carolina.
South Carolina, where they have three marksmen to kill the one inmate as he is going to be executed by firing squad. And all three of them miss his goddamn heart. Don't be that guy.
Oh, hey. You need a little advice from the hitman? Here's what you do, all right? Go to a bada bing. You take two Chris 100s, slide it into Jasmine's G-string, and she'll give it the old gabagool.
Guys, I want to wish my brother Sam a happy birthday. Can you tell him how to grow up? He's 42. And maybe Coke Ted, telling him there's more to life than his blue healer. He needs to chill. I love you, bro. I'll throw in your penis is too small. Because it is.
First of all, I would listen to your brother. Your brother sounds like a loser who's probably bad at hunting. Thus, he doesn't have a blue healer. Doesn't understand. That's man's best friend. I say you take that dog, go to a dog-friendly bar, meet some chicks.
You're right.
Those dogs are awesome. I love them.
Oh, let's see here. What'll be happening in USOBs and Hot Bees, Ted? Shout out to Jen, pronounced the mom on her birthday today, since she'll be spending her day headed back to Seattle. Or L.A. otherwise. Looking for a handheld seafood snack. Can she get a fish sandwich medley? And the Dirty Germans. Happy belated Mother's Day, bitch. Is that from Bacon?
Can I get a fillet of fish sandwich? So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I'll order a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe are you some sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
And
at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Yeah, my advice would be to avoid the bacon. If you really want to pull a pig, I have one for you.
Yeah, so you know, he has the pig, I have the hog.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that right?
What?
Do we need captain?
Did you want to do it?
It's on his email.
Yeah.
It is?
Hmm? Yeah.
Oh.
I just didn't read it. There was 900 things on here.
There was a lot of things. I got confused.
I couldn't even read the handwriting.
I thought that I had missed it, and I wanted to make sure that I'd like.
Basically, there's no periods in this. There's no at all punctuation, and I can't understand a word he's talking about.
Punctuation's not as strong, Sue Mitty. Wanted the old captain to talk about the time that he visited Palm Springs. Bad news, Bacon. Those mascots have never been to Palm Springs. You know, Palm Springs are an invention that allow us to masturbate quicker. We put springs in our palms. Crunch bear.
Guys, today's my 52nd trip around the big ball of fire in the sky. How about a fart montage? And the Dirty Germans. I spent 2 years in Germany talking about what to expect tonight. Thanks, guys. That's from Clarence Gil Gilbert in Marysville, Washington.
Yeah, tonight what you can expect is for us to lie and say, no, we simply dropped some yogurt on your forehead while you were sleeping.
Oh. Yeah, well, given this you're embarrassed, I would expect to be running from the mess heads.
Hey, good morning. Will you please give a birthday shout-out to my amazing husband, Dan? He's 53. How about a Leroy Jiggins, Turtle 6, and some gifts from Thrill? Thanks, guys, so much. Lots of love from your sexy wife.
Let's do this. Leroy
Jiggins! Get! Get!
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. Let's get a contestant on the line now for your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, we get a contestant a couple extra emails. Mom stories. This comes our way from Friday's show. Guys, my mom was making a pineapple upside down cake in a cast iron pan. Instead of turning it over in front of her, she, for whatever reason, lifted it over her head while flipping it over.
What?
Scalding hot syrup from the pineapple starts dripping down and burning her arms and face. She is screaming for help. My dad, brother, and I just keep telling her, just put it on the counter. Stop putting it over your head. Put it on the counter. The burns apparently short-circuited her brain, and she could not put it down. Eventually, one of us pulled it out of her and her hands. This woman, by the way, is a PhD. No name.
PhD, huh?
For lack of a...
I refuse to put it down. Help me.
Old Bay goldfish spotted in Covington. Holy cow. Guys, I believe you fellers have talked about this on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd share with you that Fred Meyer in Covington is selling the Old Bay seasoned goldfish crackers.
Excellent.
I've attached the photo as proof. Cheers, guys. That from Carver. Not to be mistaken with your Trader Joe's. What were they? Scandinavian what? Swimmers?
Yeah, they're Swedish fish are called Scandinavian swimmers.
Why would they call it that?
Because they're fish. They swim.
No, I know.
Yeah,
now, I know. One person in the meeting said, hey, man, when you say swimmers and it's not the Olympics, most people's mind goes to one place. Just saying.
You might as well
call them sperm whales.
I was in there Friday night just laughing at them.
Swimmers.
Did you buy them?
I did not. Those Old Bay goldfish are great. I haven't seen them recently, though.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I thought it was like a limited or one-time-only deal. I'm happy to see they're back.
Oh, yeah.
They are addictive, though. Okay, time for a little Your Guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant in line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many items right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So, Steve, who do we have there ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine?
Ted knows who it is.
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Okay, James, your two categories. Living abroad. Would you ever want to move to another country? 17% of Americans said, hey, man, they kick the tires on that for a year or two. 2% claim they've already done it or plan to move in the next 5 years. So they asked 2,000 people, what countries would you want to live in? So that's category number one. And category number two, the 10 countries with the best food in the world. So do you want to go food or do you want to go living abroad?
Let's go food.
Food. Okay. James, they say if you're a foodie, then you know that travel and food go hand in hand. One of the best ways to experience a country's culture is through its cuisine. And some countries have a reputation for offering really good food. Others, really, really bad food.
Others are England.
From street food to fine dining, these countries are home to some of the most delicious and diverse cuisines on the planet. So, James, you know the game. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. The countries with the best food, what is your first guess?
Let's go Italy.
Italy is number one. They say of all places to go and eat, I've never heard anyone say different. If you're in Italy, the food is going to be fantastic.
The food is very, very good. This is not a slight in Italy in any capacity. It is very good, but it's also kind of exactly what you expect.
Yeah. I don't know. Every athlete that I've ever seen, like especially like international soccer players, it's always like, what's the best food? They're all like Italy.
Oh, really?
Italy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Even some chefs.
James, one for one. And every Valentine dinner.
Let's go Mexico.
Number two, James. Mexico is the second best country in the world to eat in.
Just be careful what you order there. And I mean, like, look, every food that I've had in Mexico is delicious when it is a Mexican food. But every once in a while, you have the kids with you. And when they're younger, like, all right, let's get a hamburger. Unless this says an American hamburger, their version of a hamburger is different, which we did not know.
Is it ham?
No, it's beef, but like we'll use ground beef for a standard U.S. hamburger, and we make a patty. They kind of squish together a patty, but it's big chunks of beef, so it cooks different. It's a different mouthfeel, right? So, in other words, the food there is very good, but don't be fooled by the name.
Didn't you get a pizza one time with hot dogs on it?
Castle ordered that, and we were hungover, and it was disgusting.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Because there's a pizza with hot dogs on it.
Two for two. Italy and Mexico. One and two. You got the top two.
All right, let's go USA.
United States, number seven on the list of the countries with the best food.
Yeah, we got a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, a ton of stuff.
And original foods.
Yeah.
I mean, buffalo chicken wings, our Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
Yeah. Our version of barbecue, especially.
Yeah, Chicago deep dish pizza. All those things are very unique.
That is. If you go to another country, do they ever say just like American-style pizza?
I haven't seen it, but there was, honestly, a couple years ago, we went to Mexico and a new pizza place had opened. Okay, keep in mind, this is where we got a pizza with hot dogs on it. So this place had just opened, and the guy recognized that we're from the U.S., so he said, please, please, please let me know how this pizza is. I think they've been open like a month or whatever, because the American palate is what they wanted to nail, and honestly, it was some of the best pizza we had. And they're still open, awesome. So we went there about a month ago. Yeah, they, awesome. They crush it.
All right, James, 3 for 3. U.S., Mexico, and Italy, all correct. No strikes against you.
All right, let's go to China.
China, number 5. China, 2 better than the United States.
Huh?
Yes. Okay, 4 for 4.
China, again, massive country and massive region. So, like, the food's kind of different depending on where you are.
Yeah. Right. I think I'm into the Sichuan lifestyle.
I like Cantonese.
All right.
I like Mandarin.
Germany.
Germany is number 10 on the list.
No,
really?
Kidding.
Yes.
All right.
Germany's the worst.
Hey-o.
James, you're 5 for 5. No strikes.
Thank you. All right, let's go Japan.
Number 4.
That's got to be. Yeah.
Number 4. Where else can you get dolphin and whale at the same place?
Would you like to see our marine mammal menu? Like,
yes, delicious.
A marine mammal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, porpoise.
Marine mammal menu. Uh-huh. 3 M's.
Oh, yeah. If it's an endangered whale, whatever, you can eat that.
I've never had whale so fresh.
I know.
It's like lamp oil.
So fresh.
What about Greece?
Greece. That's not what I guess.
Oh.
Now, no feta for you.
Oh, let me throw something in your head. Tapas. España.
Yeah, I'm thinking Spain.
All right, let's go to Spain.
Number 9.
There you go.
One of the best places in town, Ocho and Ballard. If you like the Spanish
Spain
cuisine.
Spain was legit, man. Remember, I got a ham and cheese sandwich because I'm hungry.
Jamón.
And, jamón and...
Jamone.
And cheese. And I'm just saying it's going to be the typical, you know, American cheese processes, ham paste. Dude, it's Iberico ham and brie on this little soft-ass French... But it was still, like, ham and cheese prices. I could not...
Ham and cheese prices.
Ham and cheese prices, brother. I'm telling you, I ate, like, 15 of these sandwiches when we were there.
Speaking of which, have we tried French food?
I mean, that is France? Considered... Yeah.
Yeah, France?
Yeah, let's go France.
France number 3.
France.
Yes. Ooh. Hey, James, you're kicking ass. You've got 8 of 10. There are 2 countries remaining. You only have 1 strike against you. Good chance you can run this thing.
What are you guys thinking? I'm running out of countries here.
I'm thinking India. I'm trying to think of food that we order, quote unquote, from foreign countries. Right. Like, and for me personally,
Vietnam might be on there.
Ooh, you're going to go India?
Yeah.
India, number 6.
All right.
There's 1 country left on here, James.
I feel like Korean or Vietnam, Thai.
1 country left.
Maybe Brazil?
Mm-mm.
Brazilian is not
there.
Korea, not on the list.
So was that 2 strikes?
2 strikes, James.
I wanted to think.
1 left.
All right.
Hold on. You brought up Vietnam.
Right.
We covered
Italy.
But
that's just really the pho. When you think about it, where else do you go with Vietnamese cuisine? The banh mi. Okay, my bad.
Or Thailand, maybe. Right. People get Thai food.
Thai food.
Like, Thailand's not bad. I like Ted's Brazil.
Let's go Thailand.
2 and 8. You win. Very good.
All right.
You're on the table. That's right. I happen to live in Thailand. There are 9 Thai restaurants in my neighborhood.
Yeah, no.
Fantastic.
We just got some, Thursday night, I think it was.
Yeah. All right. So here are the 10 countries with the best food. At number 10, Germany. Spain at 9. 8 is Thailand. U.S. 7. 6, India. China is in 5th spot. 4th is Japan. France in 3rd. Mexico, the 2nd best food in the world, and Italy is number 1. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, count of 5:08. We will drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that big brands are using the metaverse to make a better connection with their target audience to boost their enjoyment and social status in ways that spill into real-life engagement. What does that all mean? Basically, these big companies are collaborating with all these different games and other things as far as the metaverse goes and virtual reality and all that. So, you know, they're putting their brands on, like, skins for characters and whatnot. And what it's supposed to do, supposedly, okay, and apparently this actually is working, is that it is creating a positive interaction with that particular brand, and it makes it so that when they're back out here in the real world, they have a positive feeling towards that brand, they go that direction. So, like a McDonald's,
that makes sense. Yeah.
Like if McDonald's puts out a shirt that you can use on your avatar there in whatever virtual reality sphere that you're in.
And man, people wear band T-shirts all the time. Anything.
Exactly. And then when you've got it in the game, then you, for whatever reason, it's more exciting when it's in the virtual world versus when you've got it out here. You know, if I'm just wearing a McDonald's shirt, I just look like a fat ass. But if you've got it, like, in the game, it's like, dude, where'd you get that
somehow
shirt?
That's cool, yeah.
Right, and so then it kind of builds that positive association, apparently.
You could wear a funny McDonald's shirt.
Oh, yeah, I could.
I did it all for the Nugs.
I'm loving it.
I Grimace's face. Remember those when they were making?
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah, that was fine. People love that shirt,
and people loved. Yeah, there's one where he's like dancing and whatnot. They love that shirt too. Where'd you get the Grimace shirt? It's like I work for a radio station.
I got a banana hat.
Perfect. Oh, the Savannah bananas.
No, Chiquita.
Oh, that's right. You do have a Chiquita banana hat.
Yeah,
it's a brand. People it love is. It.
But it's like, what's, you know, it's like, what, do you hate bananas? Everybody likes bananas,
right?
My wife hates bananas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She thinks they're disgusting.
I guess you're right. Taryn hates them, too.
Mine's allergic to them.
Oh, really?
What is going on?
Is she a bee?
I don't know.
So I always tell my wife.
Women hate bananas.
There you go.
Why? There's the bottom line.
Even the skinny
ones. They're
the
best fruit.
Because it reminds them of something.
They're the best fruit.
Easy on that, Montgomery. They're good
watermelon's fruit. Better.
Oh, yeah.
What about apples?
No. Grapes?
Not even a top
two.
No, not grapes.
Damn, guys. Come on. Yoga has been found to be an effective alternative to strength training for people with arthritis.
That makes sense.
Okay. Oh, damn it.
Stretch it.
What?
I got arthritis in my shoulder. I got to start doing yoga.
Yeah, you do, man. It's good for you. Honestly, you know, doing yoga, that was one of the hardest sweats I ever put on.
I've heard that, which is why I never want to do it.
Which is why I don't get how people do hot yoga.
I did that for a minute. That was hot.
I'm sweating
and
my
yoga.
Eyes out, man.
Yeah, I feel like I spent half the class at,
child's pose, right.
I'm just going to lay here.
Recovering, like... Dude, like, I'm sweating out of my eyeballs. I don't know how you guys are doing this in a hot studio. What the hell?
Also, if somebody takes you to hot yoga and you've never been, because I screwed this up, you can't leave.
What do you mean you can't leave? You can't
open the door.
You're not supposed to open the door.
Right. They frown on you leaving. However,
so it's the Hotel California.
Yeah. I will say, if you're about to pass out, leave the doggone studio.
You're right. I was just like, yeah, it's getting hot. I'm going to get a breath of air. And she's like, we don't really leave the studio. And I was like, oh,
my bad. Okay.
You can't trap people in a doggone heat.
Yes, you can if it's yoga. You made the choice to come in here. Now you're stuck. Do your yoga and shut the F up.
Yeah, it's like that scene in A Bronx Tale. Now yous can't leave.
Now yous can't leave.
You can see it wash across their face.
That's right.
Scientists have discovered that the end of the universe is coming a lot earlier than we predicted, y'all.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
All right, time to go crazy.
Again, it's still the number of years in the future. We don't have a name for that number yet.
Right.
So we've gone from 10 plus 1,100 zeros behind it down to 10 plus 78 zeros behind it.
Oh, the end is nigh.
That's right. We don't have a name for that number.
Right. Then don't worry about it.
Right. Can we stop doing that? We're going to be long extinct by the time that happens, man.
Yes.
Life on this planet is going to be dead before it disintegrates.
The planet would be gone by then.
Right. Criminy. A new survey found that about 750 million people live near water that is laced with antibiotics.
I believe that.
People just flushing the doggone pills.
Oh, cool.
Right, that's pretty much what it is.
Fish are really digging that.
Turn your doggone pills in, man. Quit flushing the doggone things.
Oh, they won't.
No, they
won't.
You know what, to be honest with you, I wouldn't give it a second thought. I would just dump them too, but I guess that makes sense.
Now you're ruining our groundwater, Ted.
Well, or people are getting them for free.
True.
Well, I try to look on the bright side, Mike.
Yeah, we have healthy people.
Yeah. You're not depressed. Drink some of the water.
Here's a glass of water.
Here you go. Apparently, living near a golf course increases your risk of Parkinson's.
Oh, great. Is it the chemicals?
It is absolutely the chemicals. It's the again, we're talking about groundwater here, but it's, you know, the amount of chemicals that goes onto those golf courses to keep those fields pristine.
Ah.
That all seeps into the groundwater down there, and if that's where you're getting your drinking water from, yeah, you're sucking in all them chemicals.
So drink beer on the golf course, kids.
Yeah.
You either drink regular tap water and end up with what? All the antibiotics or antidepressants, or live on the golf course and get Parkinson's. Your choice.
Or, you know, get a Brita filter or just get some bottled water, whichever you want to do there.
Yeah, there's that.
Studies have shown that when your favorite song plays, your brain physically embodies the music.
Wait, say that again.
It's a weird wording for it. Basically, there are certain rhythms and beat patterns that are in certain songs that basically kind of put all of your body into line, as it were. Like,
okay.
It's got everything running on the same tempo, and it's a good optimal tempo.
It's a banger. So that's better than yoga. That's what I'm hearing.
Exactly. Yeah.
I did go to a day party on Saturday, did some dancing. See?
There you go. And you feel healthier. I did.
Well, just looking at the people there makes you feel healthier.
Some experts are speculating that Florida tourism could take a hit this year due to the skyrocketing temperatures.
Well,
it's getting too hot to go to Florida.
No, I mean, what would you expect?
Right.
Also, Orlando is one of the biggest international travel destinations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are just scared to go.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
I get to go.
Yeah.
Yay.
Dude, I've been to Orlando over July 4th weekend at Disney World. I mean, it is hot, humid,
brutal,
and stormy.
Okay, that's where I'm going.
Is it really?
Yeah, the week of July 4th, I will be there.
See,
And Disney World is so packed. They had to open up. We went to the Magic Kingdom to see the fireworks on the 4th.
Yeah.
They had to open up like part of the backstage area. And like, they're just like, keep walking, right? But they're Disney employees.
So keep walking.
Well, they're like, and my cousin's wearing a patch that says, it's my birthday, a button. And the guy's like, keep walking, do not look, do not stop. Happy birthday, Patrick. Keep walking. They're so good.
New research has found that narcissists actually prefer being the subject of trash talk and negative gossip than to be ignored entirely.
Of course.
Sure.
They're narcissists.
And they were also looking like the numbers, 1 in 7 people also kind of have that same characteristic where we just want to be a part of the conversation, really, as opposed to being another fly on the wall.
Right. Narcissist, too. It's like, I know you couldn't keep my name out your mouth. Like,
yeah, that's
we're not saying anything good.
Right.
But it doesn't matter.
But
it doesn't matter. I'm in your brain.
But you're still talking about me. So that actually got me thinking,
but you're still talking about me, aren't you?
Originally, I tried to find things that we all hate about people, but then I actually got an even better list of the things that actually get a bad rap.
The Men's Room Top 10 things that people feel are hated on way more than they should be. How about the English muffin versus the crumpet? Aren't they the same? No, you simple-minded twit, they are not. For one, crumpets are made with milk and magic. The English muffin is breadier, more like leaven, and if you try and eat one dry, there's a fine chance you'll get it wedged at the back of your throat. And as you gasp for your breath, and you see the darkness start to close in on you, you better hope someone cares enough to wrangle that chunk of molded sawdust from your mouth. The only winner in this lopsided debate is the crumpet. Come at me. Bruh.
Got it. I like an English muffin. So these are 10 things that are hated on way more than they should be. They start with sitting idle. It says, I hate it when it's labeled as wasting time. You need some time for your brain to slow down and just exist. It's not a crime just to sit there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Sure. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. It's not wasting time. I'm taking a moment for myself to kind of decompress and get my
zoned
head
out.
Back. Right.
And you just, I feel like you got to have something like, if there's like a body of water or a fire, people are like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Right.
But otherwise, right.
But if you just do it at home, you're right. People are like, what are you doing?
Right. If you're vegging out on the couch.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that in Mexico because the beach was like half a block away. I'm literally sitting on a rock staring at the water. I'm doing nothing. I'm not even thinking about the water. Mm-hmm. It's just there. But right. If I did that at home. They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, nothing.
Right. If you sat outside and you weren't smoking a cig, you were just sitting there staring off. People are like, you all right?
Yeah, what you doing, man?
But again, you got a solo stove in front of you and a fire. Fine.
Yep.
Body of water. Fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Changing your mind on things. People act like it's a sign of weakness, but it actually shows growth. Admitting you're wrong or seeing things differently is how you evolve, not something to be ashamed of.
So what's wrong with changing your mind?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we've developed a society where you can't change your mind. If you do change your mind, then you don't believe in what you know, you don't stand behind your beliefs enough. Or your facts were wrong in the first place. You're shamed for changing your mind on both sides of whatever it is that you're changing your mind on. How you could have ever believed that in the first place. And
like, all I did was change my mind, man.
Right.
New facts come out. And you can also admit when you're wrong.
A lot of people need to work on that.
Exactly.
Like, you know what? You're right. I was wrong on that one. Sorry.
Right. Like, can we just calm down a little bit? They're opinions. They're opinions. That's all it is. Even on the facts.
Right.
It's all just opinions. So calm down a little bit.
Opinions lightly held.
That's a fact. The word moist. I think everyone hates it because the internet said to 10 years ago.
No, I've never liked it.
You couldn't say it in my house. My dad would freak out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's the internet. This cake is so dry. Yeah, I think the internet, like anything, just caught up to what people already knew.
Yeah.
Like, the human existence has already been around. The internet is a fairly new invention in the scheme of things. So it just repeats crap that everyone's already been saying. And the word moist was not a word that people like. So the internet just kind of repeated, like, people don't like the word moist.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mm. Congratulations.
I don't mind it near as much as other people.
Okay. Well, you know what, Mike? I'm moist.
Attaboy.
See? Attaboy. You're like, God damn, that's gross.
I am moist. Other people's interests. People love to just hate things that they, they're a movie hero with a vengeance. Says, my boy, it literally doesn't affect you. Effing chill.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
If people give a, man, I don't like that band. F you, but, like, dude, this has no impact on your ability to enjoy their music.
Look, I'm a country music fan. Yeah. Fans of country music are absolutely run across the coals by everybody who's not a country music fan. It's like, then don't listen to it.
Right. Solve the problem.
Correct.
I don't like listening to that.
Good for you. That's why it's not on your Spotify.
Yeah, I don't either, and so I don't listen, and then it doesn't bug you.
Exactly. Just go about your business.
I think also it goes with popular stuff, too.
If it gets too popular, everyone's down on it.
Or no, like, sometimes like you have to like it. Like, there's a Kendrick song that's very popular right now. I think it absolutely sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people are like, oh, no, man, it's Kendrick. Like, what?
Okay.
Okay.
Kendrick put out a song that I don't like?
Right. Yeah.
Why is that hard for people to digest?
I know. But it's like, are you serious? Like, yeah, I'm dead serious. That song sucks.
Right. That's why it's up to
deadly serious.
Sleeping in. Again, these are things that are hated on way more than they should be. Sleeping in. People act like you're a useless member of society if you sleep past 10 a.m.
F them. Whatever,
no
man.
No kidding, dude. Like, I'll wake up early in the morning because the animals get us up. We go and walk the dog, feed everybody, and then we crash.
Like, what are you doing if you get up early?
Right.
What am I missing that I would care about or that has any impact on my life? I don't care.
I did it Saturday. My buddy texted me and was like, what are you doing up so early? And I said, oh, no worries. Going back to bed.
I'm going right back now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, did you guys ever have the dad that got up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and then did everything under the sun and then was asleep on the couch by 8:30 after shaming you for...
Right.
For
they're telling dead asleep.
If they make it to 8:30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they rouse you and get you up. They're like, oh, man, I've you know, built a brick house and solved world hunger and mowed the lawn by the time you got up.
You're falling asleep during dinner, brother.
Right.
Okay.
No kidding, man. People who choose not to drink, who aren't recovering alcoholics, are pregnant. Sometimes people who do drink have decided that they don't feel like drinking that night. Their reasons being that they just don't want to.
Don't feel like drinking.
Yes, and that's okay. Maybe I don't feel good, and I don't want to drink.
Maybe
who is this person pouring alcohol down your throat that you don't want?
Right.
Or sometimes even drinkers just aren't drinking. You don't have to be like, what happened?
What'd you do?
Exactly. Yeah, like nothing, man.
Although typically, if you ask me that, this is what I did and this is what happened. But but that's me, right? I understand that.
Things that are hated on way more than they should be.
I'm just saying.
That's pretty.
I know the other side exists. I'm saying in my case, there's a very good chance that something happened.
Yeah. All right, I just got it like 10 times. That I was like, I'm just taking a month off.
Right. Yeah. Chill out. Just punching out for a second. Fast food workers. Most of y'all have no idea how hard they actually work or how horribly everybody treats them for no reason.
No one has the right to get on a fast food worker. The reason they're there is because your big fat ass keeps eating fast food.
Right.
Right. They're there servicing you when you want to eat junk.
Also, shout out to McDonald's. Last couple times I've been there, like, I don't know what they're doing. Those people are so friendly.
Yes. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hey, raises.
I even said to the guy, I got some nugs and a fish sandwich on Sunday. And I said, hey, you're really nice about this. Thanks.
Yeah. And you probably made his day.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably wanted to be like, who orders nuggets and a fish sandwich?
You're at a Burger King, bro. He's probably like, I'm always nice to losers.
This guy thinks he's a McDonald's. Jesus.
Kind of the opposite of what Ted was talking about not long ago, but liking popular things is hated on more than it should be. Enjoying mainstream trends doesn't make someone else's taste less valid, yet it's often dismissed as being unoriginal. Like, it's popular for a reason.
Well, the reason something's popular is because a large percentage of the public likes it.
Right.
But it really, really depends on what it is, right?
Yeah.
You can say a TV show, some artist, whatever it is, and people get on you, Nickelback, right? They go through that. Well, people like speaking English.
Right.
It's a very popular, you're so unoriginal, mi amigo.
What are you over there, breathing air?
Right.
And everybody else, conformist, loser, sheep.
Can't believe you don't like this Kendrick song. But I also can't believe you like really popular stuff. Okay.
People who choose to be child-free. Some people just don't want kids, and that's fine. There is no more angrier group of people than people that have kids that see people that don't want kids. They get absolutely feral about it.
You know why?
Because they're miserable.
That's it. I mean, that's got to be like, why on earth do you care?
Like, you're so selfish for not wanting to have kids, like... Yours is your retirement plan.
And when you consider all the resources they suck, I mean, you can make that argument either way,
exactly.
Right? So I love my kids, adore my kids, absolutely enrich my life. They're also remarkably expensive.
Right.
So if you don't have kids and finances, don't.
No greater source of joy.
No greater source of joy.
No greater source of annoyance.
Right, that's the thing. The flip side is very few people can get under my skin quite the way my children can, right? So it's like, dude, I get it.
You make my life better than it ever has. You also ruined my life.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, if someone's talking about their kids, they're bitching.
Right.
And it's not even like the worst thing in the world where it's like, oh, God, we had to drive to this place because of camp. But right, there's never a great sales pitch to it.
I think also nowadays it's a little more accepted. But back, like, everything for years, just like, it's the greatest thing, blah, blah, blah. And I had somebody close to me. He's like, look, he's got 4 kids. He's like, it's the greatest thing I've ever done. He's like, it's also the hardest thing.
It does.
He's like, look, he's like, when I don't have my kids, it's a great weekend. He's like, I love them, but he's like, it sucks sometimes.
Well, my kids have a sleepover and they're going to someone else's house. My wife and I, you think we're going to throw a party. What we actually do is sit on the couch and binge watch some show.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm like, love them to death. But oh, you spend a night at your buddy's house? Hell yeah.
I mean, I think it's the same thing with relationships, right? Like, there's sometimes I just want to be alone.
Exactly. I love my wife more than life itself.
But I also like my bachelor weekends when I'm out of town.
But it goes both ways.
No, you don't. You miss her so much.
I do.
Yes.
Both things can be true, Miles. Yes, I miss her like crazy. I wish she was there. I'm glad she's not.
Oh, I've been dead honest with my wife. I'm like, I will miss you by day 3.
Yeah.
Because, like, look, the first couple days you're not here, I'm going to go crazy. The hangovers are going to be merciless, right? And then by day 3, like, oh, man, I wish you were here. But because you're not here, that's why I went crazy.
Right. And then I'll leave you with this one. This is the last thing that is hated on way more than it should be, and it's coming back around because people are getting wise. Nickelback. They get way more hate than they deserve. Their music is not that bad.
That's a fact.
They're great. They write bangers.
That's a fact.
But it's such a lie. If they put out an album, it sells like 10 million copies.
Yes!
You are hard-pressed to find another band or artist in the history of music that does that. So everyone's like, oh, I hate Nickelback. I'm like, they've sold enough records that someone here is lying.
They are simultaneously one of the most popular bands of that era and two, the most popular to hate bands of that era.
Yeah.
It was fashionable to hate Nickelback.
Remember, we stopped playing them on the station for a while, then they popped back on like 6 months ago?
Yes.
So did Creed. Creed got that.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, trust me, the radio was the biggest thing.
We played them.
We played them constantly and then went, oh, it's cool to hate them now.
Yeah. Even though we're the ones that did playing them for.
A candidate for state assembly in New Jersey has had her side hustle revealed, and it's raising some eyebrows, Miles.
What does she do there?
Tell about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And I cannot take credit for this shot. This came from one of our more astute listeners, one Nicholas Sokol. I may have missaid his name, but you know who you are. So today, we toast a hippopotamus at a zoo somewhere in Asia. I don't know. Now, the hippo itself, it's grazing next to a fence, and that fence separates it from the public by maybe 6 feet. It's really not that big of a distance, but about 50 visitors are there. They're pressed up against the fence, snapping pictures. And then when you watch this video, all of them start walking backwards. But they start walking backwards, not because the hippo was angry and charging them, but this happened. That is a hippopotamus fart, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
Nicholas knows what cuts to the heart of the men's room, and it is animals farting. I'm going to play that again. If you see this video again, it's maybe 6 feet away from everyone. Everyone's right up against the rail, you know, phones out, taking video, and you just see them all back up in unison, right? And they probably drop back about 20 feet.
It's because they don't just fart.
That's getting it done, yes.
They're spreading about. They are marking territory with that.
It's the hippo's way of saying, all of you belong to me now.
Mm-hmm.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party. Thank you. In our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest on the line now for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.